attention to my words. Incline your ear to my saying.
For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith, which comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God, rightly divided here with power, authority, and conviction by Bishop Eddie Addy from the Macarius Church headquarters. This anointed teaching will challenge you, strengthen you, and equip you for a truly victorious life in the Lord. Be transformed as you listen.
Give attention to my words.
Let us pray. Thank you, Master. Oh, yes. Thanks a million. I want you to close your eyes, or if you want to keep your eyes open, you can. And just commit yourself to the Lord today as you come to the Word of God. The Word of God. God's Word is going to be a blessing for your life. God's Word is what will put you over whatever the circumstance, whatever the situation. Show us mercy and speak to us. Many times we have turned a deaf ear to your word. And what we do for others will be that we will stop talking. But Lord, you have never stopped talking to us. We pray for your mercy to allow your word to flow freely into our lives. Let something drop. Let something sink. Let something be imparted. That by the time we leave here, Lord, we will never be the same. Going back the same way we came. If we came discouraged, may we go back encouraged. If we came sick, may we go back healed by the entrance of your word. If we came, Lord, lost, confused, oh yes, we pray for the peace of God that passes all understanding to keep our hearts and our minds. Blessed be God. Dorata Chile Menaria. Blessed be God. Lord, I come to you. Let my heart be changed, renewed, flowing from the grace that I found in you. Lord, I've come to know. Lord, I've come to know. The weaknesses I see be stripped away, will be stripped away. By the power of your love, hold me close, hold me close. Let your love surround. Your side, draw me to your side, and as I wait, and I wait, I'll rise up like an eagle, and I will soar with you. It leads me on by the power of your love. Sing, Lord, unveil my eyes. Lord, unveil. Lord, unveil my eyes. Let me see you face to face. The knowledge of your love. As you live in me, as you live in me. Lord, renew my mind as your will unfolds. Lord, renew my mind.
renew my mind.
As your will unfolds,
as your will unfolds in my life,
in living every day,
living every day.
We pray that you renew our mind. Let your word have access into our inner man. Renew our minds. Transform us by the supernatural power of God's word. And let us become true sons of God who love you, serve you, and follow you all the days of your life. We give you praise. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. 7 reasons for meditation. The other day when I was here, I was preaching on meditation. And we learned that meditation is repetition. Repeating something. And also thinking deeply about something. You ought to think deeply about what you read from God's word. Otherwise, you will not gain much from it. And then, meditation is the art of repetition. And also the art of becoming successful. The Bible says that in Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, that this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then, thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. So, good success in life flows from the ability to think deeply about the word of God that you are reading. It's easy to casually read. You know, I think that social media is removing deep thinking. Because everything is just, you just look at it, flip. You can't even have a time to concentrate on one thing that you see. Because the things are so many and they are passing so quickly that you can't concentrate on anything in particular. So this generation is fast becoming a generation of non-readers. And a generation of people who don't seem to be able to read or want to read, because the pictures and the videos are flying in front of us very fast, very catchy. And in some schools, like if you go to Winners Covenant University, there's no phone. You cannot use a phone as a student. You can't have a phone on campus.
Yes.
You can't have a phone.
Hey man, I want to go.
Hey, you can't have a phone. There's no phone there. If they catch you with a phone, then you are expelled. So that you can concentrate. Because when you have to study, studying is different from just looking at the pages of your book. Yes. Well, I saw somebody the other day, he was lying on a bench and he was reading something. I said, what subject are you? Then he said, student. He said, well, I'm doing maths. I said, hey, Master, and you are lying down. And the book is upside down like this. And Master, they don't read it all. Hey, wow. So meditation is the art. If you want to be successful, you have to practice the ability to, the art of thinking. You know, slowly considering. Like we read from, we saw a few examples in Proverbs where the Proverbs man, the preacher, was Proverbs 24:30. He says, I went by the field of a slothful man and by the vineyard of a man void of understanding. And lo, it was all grown over with thorns, and nettles had covered the face thereof. And the stone wall thereof was broken down. It's like he's passing by. Somebody is just asleep on his field. He sees the wall is broken down. I mean, you can see, you go to some, you pass by, you see some walls are down, part up. You see the house, part, the roof is broken. I mean, it may not mean anything to you, but listen to what the Bible says. This man passed by, but listen to what happened. He said, then I saw. So you can pass by, but you will not even see. So they will say that, oh, have you seen the house that the walls are done, the gates half is broken and half is, which house? Oh, opposite the filling station. I've not noticed it. It means that you can pass by, but you don't see. Say, but I saw. And I considered it well. So when he was passing by and saw the man sleeping, he was thinking to himself that, what? This man has been asleep. I was going, he was asleep. I'm coming, he's still asleep. And then the field that he's supposed to be a farmer, thorns, bushes have grown up, undesirable plants have risen up with what he has planted. Hey! And the man is still asleep. It's like the weather has brought itself. Then he says, and I considered it well. I looked upon it and received instruction. So, and then the instruction was that yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep, so shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. So what God is saying is that when you are passing by, you will see things, but will you consider them well? And will you look upon them and receive some instructions? And that is not possible unless you engage yourself in this beautiful art of thinking, meditation on what you are seeing. That's why he says that this book of the law, this Bible that we read or you don't even read and put aside, he says that it is the key to your prosperity and your good success. Your good success and prosperity is based on this word, this book. And then he says that to glean from it what you must glean to be successful and prosperous, you need to meditate on it day and night. Yeah. So that you don't have time to think about it. Like you read and you just pass. You read and you don't even understand it. Then you just pass. That's why you are not as prosperous as you should be. That's why it's not easy for you to say tomorrow that I'm going to London, and then you just pick your bag and you go to the airport and buy a ticket and go. But there are some people who can do that. Like this afternoon, they can decide that they are going to America and they will just get a ticket today. No, and this evening they are on their way. Yes. Now you can only say, I'll be there. I'll be there. It's always in the future. But may this future desire be a present experience. Amen. Oh yes. You can pass by a nice restaurant. People are eating. The smell of the restaurant, do you see, can make you even salivate and lick your lips as though some are falling on your lips. But you can never enter it. But there is a success that makes it possible for you to look at a restaurant and say, I'm also going there. Then you call, hey, Antoinette, hey, Claire, hey, Frida, oh, Abba, please join me, let's go. And you are not going to sweat. You are not going to sweat. And so Abba says that, oh, I'm with my husband, can he also come? Oh yeah, he can come. And this one says that, hey, and the children, so, oh, bring all of them. But if so, you are with your husband, hey, I've budgeted the thing, so please tell him that, you know, find some way of disposing him. Then let him drop you somewhere that you are checking something and that should come for you in 3 hours. Hey! Eh? It's like, yeah, I've already chosen the menu. I've told the restaurant we are 5. So honestly, if a 6th person comes, it's not going to be easy for us. A 7th with the children, I beg you, please, children are not allowed. But God is going to bless you and prosper you. On your birthday, you can't celebrate because the pocket there is empty. And you're always blaming it's Ekufuor and it's Mahama and it's it's MPP and it's NDC. You know, and it's the way Russia invaded Ukraine. It has made things difficult. Or when the since COVID came, you know, the COVID has made things slow. The system is now slow. Charlie, and since Israel invaded Hamas, I see that my financial status has changed, you know. And then when the queen died there, then things became bizarre. You know, and now the king is also, when the news of the king came, me myself, I became a bit depressed. So my financial situation has changed. No. The Bible says that such people, they will be planted by the rivers of water. And they will not know when heat comes. When heat comes, they will not know it. They will not even be aware that heat has come. Because you are planted by the rivers. Your money level will never change. No matter the change in the dollar, or the change in the city, or the change in or whatever happens, God will bless you. You will be always afloat. Afloat. You will be, what they say, buoyant. Shout buoyant. I can't hear you. Buoyant. Buoyant. I said you are always buoyant. That is a good word. Will you one day you understand what I'm saying? Buoyant. Just say you are liquid. When your friends greet you, Charlie, how? Is there a say, oh, yeah. Is there a problem? Oh. You tap here is 200, 200. You tap here is 50, 50. You tap here is 100, 100. The one you tap here is dollars. Jesus. Good success. Prosperity. We are talking about God gives it. God gives it. God gives it. God gives it. God has promised us. It's not as though he's conning us. You may think he's conning. He's not conning you. He's telling you something real. I heard Oyedepo say, the day I discovered the secret to prosperity, he said that the poverty died. Hey! Poverty will die in your life, you too. Poverty will die in your life. How many want poverty to die in your life? Hey! Hey, Christopher, you have got a black shoe because you don't have money to buy different colors. So that it goes with canary yellow. It goes with green. It goes with red. Black shoe goes with blue, goes with everything, with a black bag. Same black bag. So if the trotro nail catches the bag, it's like you are finished. The way you face the trotro meet. Or if the change, 50 pesos. Hey! 20 pesos. You and the trotro meet as though some tsunami is happening in Ghana. Hey, where is that? Where's my chain? Foolish boy, bring my chain. Hey, you are going somewhere. You spend about 30 minutes waiting for your chain. What? Because the trotro mate has gone to go and look for chain. I'm not a fool. I'll wait for you. Boy, no, guys, I'm a Jimmy. Not on the 20, no, channel. 20, no. We thought you were saying 20,000. Send me your 20 pesos. Hey! You will never struggle over 20 pesos.
even two cities, even 2,000. You will never struggle over it. Hey, in your house, if ever your money like 200 cannot be found, nobody will sleep in the house. Hey, everybody wake up. Hey, my 2,200. Hey, I'm searching everybody. Oh, people can't sleep because of your 200 cities. Hey. You'll be searching pockets under people's pillows. Wake up, wake up. Hey, I just come for it. You argue till one day you find out that you put it in your Bible. And then you know, don't know how to apologize to. You are fond of stealing my money. That's why I will not let you sleep. Meanwhile, you found the money too. 200. It will be, God will bless you. I tell you, I met a young man. I related to him in a way. A young man. He told me that he was fueling ships. That's his business. Fuel ships. And one day, his vessel that was carrying something was something. So he lost $2 million. And as he was talking, he was normal. He was normal. Yes. And after that, he said, I started selling to this group. Then he mentioned another place where he's now selling. He said he lost $2 million. Yes. Because they see the shape, something. And then before, $2 million was gone. And he was cool. That's the level. Not 2 million cedis, oh, $2 million. Now we are normal. They say, we are continuing. Say, tomorrow I'm sending another this thing to here. And I'm, that you are not dead. You are not dying. We are not collapsing. Hey, Kwajo, let your 2,000 cedis get missing. You collapse. Yeah, my woo, obiakume, somebody has killed me. I'm a dead man. 2,000. You will not die because of 2,000. Good prosperity will enter your life through the word of God. I want you to benefit from the word of God. I want you to benefit from the word of God. Yeah. So it's your season of enlargement through meditation. So today, for just a few minutes, I want to just give you why you must meditate, because it's a very important topic that I want to bring to you today. Why you must meditate. Number one, you must meditate to have wisdom. Proverbs chapter 1, let's read from verse number 1. Proverbs 1 verse 1. This is beautiful. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. So right here, we are given something that God's word can give to you, if only you can meditate. So number one, you must meditate to have wisdom. When you meditate, you extract wisdom. You glean wisdom from God's word. Amen? Meditation is the art of extracting wisdom. Wisdom. The Bible says, from verse 1, he says, the words, the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel,
Verse 2 says, to know wisdom. The purpose of Proverbs is to know wisdom. So you see that you've been reading God's word and wisdom is entering you. The Jesus we have come to find is not only about, let's say, we lay hands on you, we pour oil on your head, but he is also wisdom. 1 Corinthians 1:23 says that, verse 24, he says he is both the power and the wisdom. We preach Christ crucified unto the Jews, a stumbling block, unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. So the Bible doesn't, again, if you don't meditate, it will sound like it's the same thing you are talking about. But the Bible is very specific when he's describing things. And he says, he's both the wisdom, the power of God, and the wisdom. So, you don't only come to Christ that there's a power you are coming to tap into. Do you understand? Pray for me. I want the power of God to come upon my life. I want the power of God to do this for me. I want the power of God to, I want to encounter the power of God. But you also come to Christ for the wisdom, because he is both of the two. Both of the two are working. It's like a two sides of the same coin. Some people take the power and neglect the wisdom. And some people too, so the people who chase the power, they are into deliverance, prayer meetings, tongue speaking, we are praying in tongues, we are binding demons, we are overcoming our enemies, we are binding, we are losing, eh? We are what other thing do we do? We are casting out, eh? We are pouring fire, we are pulling down, we are uprooting, you are blocking, you are destroying. You are binding with chains? Breaking? Break. Not even break. We break. We are breaking. Do you understand? Now, many of those who are into that don't think much of the wisdom that comes through God and through Christ. And then there's also another divide where it is wisdom, thinking. This is what about the principles. You know, it's about hard work. It's about diligence. They know the words. They know that this, but they deny the power. But Bible says that Jesus Christ, whom we are following, he is both the power of God and the wisdom. So in your season of enlargement, decide to combine the two. Decide to combine the two. Don't tilt yourself to one side. That's why our prophet is so unique. Because somebody who has been to medical school, very well learned, not only in medicine, but even in history, in law, he's very multi, he's polymathic. Do you understand the word polymathic? Does anybody have a dictionary which can show us the meaning of polymathic? Yes. Polymathic. Like a polymath. Eh? You don't have a dictionary. Please upgrade yourself, and we need dictionary to help us, because now we realize that we need dictionary to preach.
A person of great learning in several fields of study.
In several fields of study. A polymath. Say it again.
A person of great learning in several fields of study.
A person of great learning in several fields of study. Polymath. When I say somebody is polymathic, I say who nimadie in science, in math, in geography, in history, in law, in medicine, in economics, astronomy, astrology, finance, economics, politics. It's like he knows a lot about many things. Yeah. And when you look at our prophet, you see that he's very knowledgeable. And yet, still believes in the power of God. There is power here. You hear him announcing at the crusade, there is power here. And people will be screaming from the back, falling on the floor, rolling. Some of you, when you see such things, like, it's foreign to you. It's like, what is that? All these people, this thing, is it real? Is it real? It's real. It's very real. The demons are real. Witches are real.
You have to be aware of it. Don't think that because you are dressed nice and you have Brazilian hair and you have nice lipstick and now you are wearing a nice dress, like there's no demons have disappeared. Sure. Sometimes over your nice dress is a demon. Yeah. Yes. So Christ Jesus is both the power of God and the wisdom. And to glean wisdom from God's word, it takes deep meditation. That's why I said the proverbs that are given for you to know wisdom. And wisdom, if I want to help you with some definition, because it helps to so that you can, is the ability to apply relevant knowledge in an insightful way, especially to different situations from that in which the knowledge was gained. I'll say it again. The ability to apply relevant knowledge in an insightful way, especially to different situations from that in which the knowledge was gained. The next definition is also powerful. The ability to make a decision based on the combination of knowledge and experience. It's a very complex one. But the first one, the ability to apply relevant knowledge. So you go to school, you learn something, do you understand? But the ability to apply that relevant knowledge in an insightful way, like you understand what you are doing, especially to different situations from that in which the knowledge was gained. So for example, you may go to Oxford and Cambridge and Yale and learn very powerfully. But when you cross to Kotoka International Airport and you are in a different situation from that which the knowledge was acquired, how to apply that knowledge? It disappears from you. That's why you can have African politicians who have been to very top-notch schools. They work on Wall Street. Do you understand? Helping the financial situation in America and Europe and other places. But when they cross to Kotoka International Airport to a different situation, different from where the knowledge was acquired, how to apply that knowledge disappears. Do you know who I am? Okay, I went to Oxford. Okay, I went to Cambridge. But now the knowledge you have from Cambridge, which when you are in Cambridge and Banbury and Oxford and and Milton Keynes, do you understand? Now when you cross and arrive in another situation, you are now in Ghana. How to now apply this relevant knowledge that you have acquired? You see, this is what is called wisdom. Wisdom is the ability to apply the knowledge you have acquired from somewhere in your situation like that. And God's word gives you that ability. Oh, yes. Wisdom. Next week I'll be giving you a song on wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing. Yes. Are you there still? So, what I'm saying to you today is going to transform your life and advance you in this season of enlargement. So he says to know wisdom and to receive, you see, to know wisdom and to know an instruction. You see, there's a difference between instruction and wisdom. The instruction of wisdom. You see, pilots are different from maybe mechanics. Do you see? When you go to piloting school, they have instructors. They instruct them, do this, do this, do this. Press this button. At this time, press this. Because when you are in the air, there's nowhere to park. Oh. If you're a mechanic, there's somewhere to park and say, check this, check that, check that, check that. So the mechanic there, he's been taught, do you see, and he's been trained. But piloting, they have to instruct you that, do this, you can't have it. So you go through rigorous testing. Yes, to make sure that your things are working well here.
Yeah. It's not easy for you to be a pilot. Well, pilots, no, they must check that you are okay. That Bibi how. Yeah. But there are some people that some things are howing them. Yes. The wife has acquired with him, so he doesn't want to press a button. Share. You can't do that. You can't be that type of person. Yes, who just, you didn't sleep well, so it's like you are falling asleep behind the wheel chair. You cannot sleep as a pilot. You have to press, because I'm telling you that, look, if you ever go up there, you see there's a different road that we are on. A different road. There's nowhere, if something like, maybe like the tire is not working, or the other day I was going to America, we're landing, then the plane took off again. Safety is of the Lord. I left Ghana, took off smoothly. Then when we were landing in there, we were going like this. Then just when he was coming to touch the ground, he took off again. I said, Jesus, I didn't die in Ghana. I'm not going to die here. Not knowing that. The pilot, no. Actually, that flight was delayed because of that problem. And that the tire could not disengage. So it's like the belly is the one that's going to come on the ground. So when they came, they repaired it before we took off. But the thing couldn't, the indicator on the dashboard could not, the cockpit could not determine it. So when the thing engaged, but he was not sure, so he took off again. Then control tower told him that it has engaged, so he should go, come back. You see, but if you're a mechanic and you have a flat tire, I mean like a driver, normal car that is on the road, just park on the roadside and just call some vulcanizer, you just remove the whole tire and then, but in the air, there's nothing like that. So pilots are not trained, or their thing is not like, in terms of like, it's instruction. So they have an instructor, not a teacher. Not a lecturer. They don't lecture you. They instruct you. This is what to do. This is what to do. Practical. Press. And they have 4 or 5 different things that do the same thing. So that if this fails, this one works. If this fails, this one works. Because Jack, parking space be anywhere. So sometimes you need instructions. Yeah. And God's word. Now if you ever read Proverbs, you will know that God is instructing you if you don't meditate on the word. Yes. Because the instructions, so when I saw this, I realized that Proverbs is very easy to read and understand. Because I realized that Proverbs, sometimes they say one thing, then the next verse is another thing, then the next verse is another thing. Different things are coming. Because some of them is wisdom and some of them is instruction. But when you don't meditate and think deeply about what you are reading, you will never get the instruction of wisdom. And some of you, you don't need analysis. You don't need analysis. Your mind is not developed for you to analyze, this boy, is he a good boy? Is he a good girl? I don't have the chemistry. You may not have chemistry, but sometimes the physics or the biology can work. Number two, you must meditate to know justice, judgment, and equity. Yes. Verse 3 says, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity. When you are not thinking deeply, everything looks the same. Justice, judgment, equity, what are these? They are not relevant. You see, meditation is what makes you understand what God's word is trying to give to you. What are all these? Justice. Justice is fairness in the way that people are treated. Judgment is the ability to make a sensible decisions about what to do. A judgment is an opinion that you have or express after thinking carefully about something. In other words, judgment is more like decisions. based on good thinking and good analysis. And the Bible says that this is what Proverbs, if you were to read Proverbs, you are going to glean all these insights. You will glean justice, how people are treated fairly, judgment, making good decisions. There are boys who are making poor decisions. By now you should be married though, but you are not married because your decision level is low. Yes. And if you are to dive yourself and delve into the word of God, some wisdom will come and some understanding will fill your mind. Yes. But if you don't think deeply about God's word, you will not know that God is filling you with how to treat people fairly and take good decisions, judgment, and equity. Let me give you, equity is the quality of being fair and reasonable in a way that gives equal treatment to everyone. Equity. Not equity from your mortgage that and stocks and shares, but I'm talking about living and relating with people. There's equity, being fair and reasonable. I remember one day I met Bishop Aso. He had been arrested by some policemen at 2 a.m. because he had crossed red light at Malam Weja Junction traffic light at 2 a.m. So they followed him. I think they were signaling him. He couldn't see them. So he was going home. So when he turned, he made a U-turn and he was going, they caught up with him and stopped him. You crossed the red light. And he said, why? What is wrong? At this time, 2 a.m., who stops at the red light at 2 a.m.? Who stops? Who in Ghana stops in a dark area at 2 a.m.? Who stops at the red light? And they said that, look, red, whether it's 2 a.m. or 1 p.m. in the afternoon, it is still red that you have crossed and that they are taking him. He said, no. Then you know what he told them? Be reasonable. Be reasonable. That means be fair and reasonable in a way that gives equal treatment to everyone. Because you, the policeman, you also cross the red light at 2 a.m. You see? And they said, no, whatever. They are taking him. They said, no, be reasonable. When I got there, I heard the shout, be reasonable. Be reasonable. Be reasonable. Who stops at a red light at 2 a.m.? Be reasonable. Be reasonable. He was appealing to their equitous handling of persons that in the night, if I stop now, and somebody comes to break my door window and remove something from my car, what will I do? Please, be reasonable, be reasonable, be reasonable, be reasonable. Sometimes you are not reasonable. When you are married, you are not reasonable. Husband is asking for some small service because he's on fire. He's calling. You are not reasonable. Say, I'm tired. Yeah, the children have been cooking the whole day. I don't know why should I, after standing for so many hours, why should I also, you are also telling, be reasonable. You too be reasonable. Do you know how tired I am? You too be reasonable. God's word is also about justice, judgment. We are making decisions all the time. What is going to guide you? What's going to help you to go on the right path? God's word. But when you read the words, everything looks like history. But not knowing that some of it is for justice, so that you know how to treat people fairly. Some of it is for judgment, how to take good decisions in life about your business. It's in the Bible. You'll be surprised. About the ministry. It's in the Bible. But you don't take time to think deeply about the word. So all these good decisions you can take are all flying out of the window. And sometimes after you are older and now life itself has beaten you a bit. Then you say, yay, I've now seen something that if I had to do it all over again, I wouldn't take this decision. So let God's word guide you. Let God's word guide you. Some of you are with bosses who are very difficult. God's word has something to say about difficult bosses. Instead of choosing every time that you have a difficult boss, I'm leaving. I cannot stand, or I'm not a fool. Nonsense. You'll be surprised. It's there. One time I saw in the scriptures, he said, Ecclesiastes 10:4, if the spirit of the ruler riseth against you, leave not your place. For yielding pacifieth great offenses. I said, hey, you see, this is wisdom. Oh, this is wisdom from God's word. Maybe you have your own idea how to live, but God's word is far powerful than you, more gracious than you, more glorious and more advancing of your blessing. God's word. God has wisdom. God has a way of living. The Bible says that there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is death. But God's word will help you. Oh yes. And if you throw it away, you are throwing wisdom. You can be taking foolishness on. And then you feel that you are so right. Hey! But let God's word guide you. So through meditation, you learn justice. You learn judgment. And you learn what? Equity. Clap for Jesus. You may know Proverbs, but the wisdom, the justice, the judgment and equity in them will not come to you until you meditate. That's why there are people who keep Proverbs. Oh, tikum kwejina. They have Proverbs, this type of African Proverbs. African Proverbs. Yesterday I heard one that says that ochi anko ankoja. Like if the deer doesn't go to the market, his skin will go. What he was trying to say is that if you didn't go for the funeral, at least your nsanwa can go. If the deer doesn't go to the market, like the whole deer doesn't go, at least his skin should be able to go. Fantastic. Hey. So in the olden days, like the wise people, they use this type of dark sayings and wise when they throw it down. You have to think. If you don't think, you won't know what he's trying to say. That what he's trying to say is that if you didn't go for the program, let your offering go for you. Yes. You know, sister, Ochi, that's the deer. Wanko eja. Doesn't go to the marketer, then the woman is the skin must go. That's why you find some hide, the hide of these animals in the marketplace, because they themselves couldn't come. What other problem? Give me one. Give me one. Eh? Bofre a ede and a badasia. Like the pawpaw that is nice, you see a stick and die, because somebody will use it to pluck. Yes. Yeah. Huh? Yeah, no munsio. A chain of pe. Said ye tibia, yeah, no munsio, a chain of pe. It means that what? It's like, ope is hamatan. So we drink water to wait for the hamatan. Yeah. And they are offered their pa. And a ye piano. It's like the one who climbs a good tree is the one that we push. But if you are climbing a foolish tree, nobody will push you. So all he's trying to say is that, you see, when you think about it, what does it mean? What does it, this saying that the person has, what does it mean? What does it mean? It means that the one who is doing something good deserves good support. Yes. But you see, when we come to the church, we don't use Proverbs. We use the word of God. For God's word is far higher than the proverbs that human beings have brought, although there are some truth in them. Clap for Jesus. Number 3, you must meditate to have subtlety
knowledge, and discretion. They are all related. That's why I'm putting them together. You must meditate to have subtlety, knowledge, and discretion. You can break all of them apart if you wish, but they are all a bit related. Without meditation, you never really know much. Repetition makes knowledge sink into your mind. Start repeating things to yourself and thinking about God's word so that you become knowledgeable through meditation. Verse 4, Proverbs 1 verse 4. To give subtlety to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. Subtlety, it's shrewdness. It also means discretion, prudence, and perspicacity. We are going to management school today. You think I don't know things. That's why you think that I know a few things. So I'm also giving you shrewdness, discretion, prudence, and perspicacity. So what you see, to give subtlety, Proverbs, that has been given. When the Proverbs was writing, this was the preamble. He says that to give subtlety, I'm trying to give you subtlety. I'm trying to give you discretion. I'm trying to give you shrewdness. What does it mean? Let me give it to you. Yes. A shrewd person is able to understand and judge a situation quickly and to use this understanding to their own advantage. So when you say somebody is a very shrewd businessman, he's able to judge, understand and judge things in the business realm very quickly and use it to his advantage. He's a shrewd businessman. That's what God's word will give you. That's why I said the Proverbs of Solomon, to give subtlety. You can go to Gimpa, you see, to try and get this ability to, you know, when you are in business, maybe when you are doing finance, when you are doing whatever, you are moving money, investment here and here, this is what to do, you know, shrewdness in business. It's studied in some of these institutions. Is that not so? But the Bible is saying that the Proverbs of Solomon, the word of God, can give you subtlety, which is shrewdness. Discretion is the ability of behaving in a quiet and controlled way without drawing attention to yourself or giving away personal or private information. Discretion is the quality of behaving in a quiet and controlled way without drawing attention to yourself or giving away personal or private information. You see, you can be somebody, you have employed, you are not discreet. You are not that, there's job upon the man, he has money, when I went to his house, there are offices, he has an office where he meets people, then he has another one, there's a big safe there, the dollars, the pounds, the money, my boss was cool, Jesus, monkey they wear baboon they chop. Yeah. You don't have discretion. Yes. You can't work at certain levels. In Daniel 1:4, he says that these were children who had ability to stand before a king. So the ability to stand before a king is people who have discretion. Because when you work in a king's palace, you may see things that if you are not discreet, you foolishly expose the king in a way that he shouldn't be exposed. And God's word says that to give discretion. It's like you have discretion. You have that ability. Yes. You're not a blabbermouth. If you work in a doctor's consulting room, if you are not discreet, you will spoil the profession. Because people will come there, very nice ladies who are dressed, they will have to open their legs so that they examine some boil that is between the somewhere. Foolish boy like you. Hey! Mamina Jesus. Ha! Oh!
you are spoiled. You are not correct. Some of you, you shouldn't even enter some people's offices and enter some people's homes because you can't handle it. One day a young man came to my house many years ago. I just entered full time fresh. He went to say that, hey, when you go to Bishop, I wasn't even a bishop, Reverend Eddie's house, Pastor Eddie, those days, Pastor Eddie, hey, when you go there, there are a lot of gadgets, video deck and TV, only these two things, of course, it's gadgets. There are a lot of gadgets. And then I had bought this inverter from America to give light when the lights go off. So you came to see those inverter and there's video deck and television. So because of that, I stopped putting television in the sitting room. When you come from, you never see TV. You think I don't have. Because of people like that. Because of discretion. Discretion. So the Bible says, Proverbs, the word of God, it can give you discretion. And you, everybody who has a job or you work, you want to advance, you want to be enlarged, you need discretion. You need discretion. You need discretion for yourself even. Some of you, when you get money fresh, no, obey discretion. No, hey, you know, I have two phones, two iPhone 50s, and then three Samsung 24. It's like you are flaunting your wealth so quickly that attackers may come before you know it. Nouveau riche, quarter Benz, you can't even buy fuel. You don't know how to even hide the small prosperity that has come and flourish till you are mature and established enough so that nobody can destroy you. Who need discretion? Now the Bible says that to give discretion and the ability to be able to not talk by heart and say your things in a way that doesn't help you. Prudent. Someone who is prudent is sensible and careful. Careful in providing for the future, having or showing foresight. Prudent. The Bible says the prudent man sees the evil ahead and hides himself. Yes. So he's careful. So this is what the Bible is saying, that to give subtlety to the simple, you are too simple to advance and prosper in this world. You are too simple-minded. God wants you to give you some carefulness, prudence, so that you can see the evil that is coming and hide yourself. You can have money today, you won't save, you won't put something aside, you won't buy land. And one is that you get money, no, first is restaurant. And then you go to this boutique where they sell expensive sneakers and expensive, you have to go and buy Nike. Nike, 2,450. Oh, happy. What you are telling yourself is that you are not a prudent man. And when Joseph was in Pharaoh's house and Pharaoh had a dream, in the dream, God gave him a spirit of prudence and made him see that there's an evil coming. Oh, there's going to be a great time of harvest, 7 years. Oh, abundance as we have never seen. But after that, famine is going to come that you will not even remember that you had a great harvest before. So let us build silos. Let's build storehouses. And let's store the grain so that we can feed ourselves and our children and the whole world for a season. It takes discretion. And you are walking with God, but there's no discretion in your life. You are not prudent. You can't see when evil is coming. You can't see. Some of you, when you are even walking, somebody can pick your phone. But the way you hold the phone, and you can't see the evil ahead, that this young man who is coming opposite you, all he needs to do is to just do this, and he has picked the phone from your hand. Well, who are you careless to do? If you are at an airport, you don't know how to travel. You put your things down. Now, but, oh, I'm here, I'm going to skip all over. Pray, no? Ebeto 2 hours. yeah. No. I oh matonya ma bebre. I'm going to bring them. God bless you. God bless you. Oh man, who says yeah? You have left your things. You are walking around. Hey. But the prudent man, he sees the evil ahead. God's word, if it fills your life, you will be a man of prudence. You can see evil. You see a boy who is kind of saying, okay, raps, no. I'm the only sugar in your tea. Who else have you told is the only sugar in your tea? Who else? This car you are driving, is it for you or for your father? Or is your friend's car? You say you are doing business. What business is it? You see, you are not prudent. The guy who is telling you is a businessman. He's not a businessman. No, he's an airman. A man of air. Just inframa. Yes, inframa. So there's no substance as in a business that he's doing. Like, what type of business is it? So he said, import and export of what? Import and export of what? And from where? Do you understand? So is there any document that you are going? So you are going to a port. What document are you holding? Yes. Now you don't have such understanding, that prudence to be able to face out that guy, the way he's talking, he's a deceiver. This guy, he's just like those guys who deceive girls. I will not give myself to him. You don't know that. This businessman who says we should have partnership. What is he bringing? What is the partner? Partner is you bring, I bring. What is he bringing? As you have brought your money, he has not brought anything else. Only stories. Only stories. And somebody is coming from America. He's bringing me this. You know, he's coming next week. Next week has come. The thing didn't come. The following week has come. It didn't come. 1 month has passed. It didn't come. And still, you are in the partnership. He said he will marry you. He has given your ATM card. Sister, something is wrong with your brain. Oh, take your ATM card, put it in your own purse, and lock it up. Don't share your password with him. That's God's word. And perspicacity, which is also another word for subtlety, is quick in noticing, understanding, or judging things and taking decisions accurately. Quick in noticing, perspicacity. You notice things very quickly. Oh, yes. Oh, what peace we often embrace if we can recognize things very quickly and notice them. And the Bible says that the Proverbs, the word of God that you are reading, it gives subtlety. It gives this perspicacity so that you can notice things very quickly, very fast. And analyze them, judging things accurately. You take a decision to marry somebody, it's a good decision. Instead of, because he has papers from America or papers from London. Oh, yes. And then, number five. I'm reached number five. I'll end here because my time is finished. You must meditate to attain wise counsels. Wise counsels. Proverbs 1 verse 5 says, a wise man will hear and will increase learning. A man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. Yes. So that when the advice you can take. Number six. Let me give you that one. We close. You must meditate to understand proverbs and dark sayings. You must meditate to understand proverbs and dark sayings. To understand the proverb and the interpretation. The words of the wise and their dark sayings. Proverbs 1 verse 6. Their dark sayings. When somebody gives a proverb, you understand. Sometimes, you mean what? He said what? Huh? He's trying to tell you something quietly so that nobody can hear that. You don't understand dark saying signs and symbols. So when they say something, you say what? Okay, it's okay, it's okay. It's okay. I won't say anything. Okay, but now the thing I'm trying to tell you quietly now, everybody is now seeing that I'm telling you something. It's okay, it's okay.
That's the word of God. But when you don't read it deeply and think deeply, you will never see all these things never happen in your life. You'd never understand. I say, me, I can be invited to a high table of grown-ups in their 80s, 70s. This was even maybe more than 10 years ago when I was in my 40s, 50s. To give understanding and make contributions and to decisions and take decisions. And it's not because I've been to Harvard or Gimpa or any of these management schools, but the word, we have read it, meditated on it, thought deeply about it, and it guides us. Guides us. My family home, there was a lot of confusion, quarrels here and there, and then one day somebody, one of my aunties said, but there's a bishop in our house. We can't have confusion and quarrels in the house like that. Let's have a meeting. So everybody in the family house met, and I was like the chair, the executive, what do they call that person? Chairman, eh? Chairman. And you know what? I pulled up Job 32 verse 18. He said, my heart is full of matter. I'm full of matter. The spirit within me constrains me. Then the next verse is that, behold, my belly is as wine which hath no vent. It is ready to burst like new bottles. And then verse 20 says, I will speak that I may be refreshed. I will open my mouth and answer. I got this scripture as a wisdom key. So when I got there, I said, everybody should speak. Because your heart is too full of matter. And the spirit within you, your belly is like wine, new wine bottle that are ready to burst. It's like you want to explode and kill somebody. But the way to remove that thing is to speak that you may be refreshed. So everybody speak. I just folded my arms and sat down for about 2 hours. Hey, my Yibo, where? Oh, yeah, fool. Hey, this one's okay, honey, man, how you? Hey, they were speaking. I was quiet. When they finished, 7 minutes, I spoke. From that day till I'm speaking, peace, perfect peace in this dark world of sin. And I was not the oldest person, oldest cousin, oldest child, or even oldest among them. My grown-up aunties, uncles, and my cousins, grown-ups, everybody was there. We were all there. And the word of God came to my mind. I will speak that I may be refreshed. I will open my mouth and I will answer. It's because when you study and you delve deep into the word and you think deeply about it, God gives you revelation. And the revelation guides your life and gives you victory and prosperity and good success in all your way. You will experience it in your life as you practice the word of God. And then finally, you must meditate to develop the fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom. Proverbs 1:7 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. So I pray for you that as you read the word of God, wisdom will come, understanding will come, instruction will fill your life, discretion, judgment, equity, subtlety will all fill your life. One day when you open your mouth, people will say that, where did you train? Where did you learn? But you train in the universities of God's word, trained and taught by the Holy Spirit, instructed by His word, and your life will become more and more beautiful. Oh, somebody is going further, going higher. May the Lord enlarge you in this life. Enlarge you. Father, we thank you for your blessing, the blessing of your word. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Maybe you don't have time. Maybe you read the word, but it has never occurred to you to actually take your time. Look at how we are studying the word with dictionary meaning. Because every dictionary, every word of God, comments, the words, specific words that are used, they are all loaded with revelation and guidance for your life. When you hear the word and don't understand it, the wicked one comes to catch it away. So
That's why you need to understand even the words that you are reading. Because themselves and in and of themselves will be a revelation for you. Lift your hand and say, Father, help me. Father, open my mind. Open my heart. Open my mind. Let your word fill my life. Let wisdom fill my life. Let understanding fill my life. Let discretion, oh yes, subtlety, judgment, good understanding, let it fill my life according to the word of God. And the fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of all knowledge, the fear of the Lord, the fear of the Lord. Fearing God, knowing who He is, knowing what He can do, fearing Him, knowing that He's an ever-present presence in our lives, present help, present person in our lives. Payota sindele beka, eshuta siya mahandele, rio kafanda igaita ligolo, ria pasafataya basieke. Thank you, Master. Thank you for your word that is alive, for your word that guides us and instructs us. Oh, mighty Father, balota chili mekaba, ria mahanda la barate siko. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for your word. For everyone that is here. For everyone who heard. Lord, so much has been said. But I pray that even from here, we will meditate on the word that have been spoken. So we can benefit from the word of God. And have great success and prosperity. We thank you for everyone here. May they encounter the word of God in their lives. May they experience the power that is in the word, that has the ability to advance and enlarge us. We thank you. For you said that when we meditate, and we will be able to do the things that are in the word, the instructions that come, the wisdom that comes, the guidance that we receive. And Lord, at the end of the day, we'll become true sons of God who love you, who obey you, and who prosper in their way and have good success, because you prosper those who follow you. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh yes. Thank you. Yes. Receive wisdom. Receive wisdom. Receive wisdom. Receive the spirit of justice, fairness. You see, judgment, good decisions. May your decisions be led by the Spirit. May they be first class decisions. May they be decisions that take you to higher places. May God deliver you from foolishness and foolish decisions. The Lord bless you. May you always increase in learning. Increase so you can prosper all your way in Jesus' name. Amen. As every head is bowed, every eye closed, you are here today, you are not a born again Christian. Today you want to give your heart to Jesus. You want to be born again. You want to give your life. You want to say, Pastor, pray for me. I want to be a born again. I want to be saved. I want to go to heaven when I die. If you are here like that, please lift up your right hand so I can pray with you. Anybody here like that, God bless you. Lift it up high. God bless you. I see your hand. God bless you. I just want to pray for you. God bless you. If you have lifted your hand, do one more thing. Come to me right here. Come to me in front here. Come to me in front here. I want to pray for you. God bless you. Come all the way. Don't be shy. Don't be afraid. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Maybe you are a Christian, but you are backslidden. Or you want to even rededicate your life. Not that you are being backslidden, but you just feel stale and you want to rededicate your life. Please, while I'm praying, come to the front. I'll pray with you too. I want to rededicate my life. I want to be more and more serious with God. Oh yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lift up your hands, those of you in front here, and say this prayer after me. Heavenly Father, I thank you for today. Please come into my heart. Make me a new person. Wash away all my sins and make me your child. From today, I will serve you. I will follow you. for the rest of my days. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul. Please write my name in the book of life. I'm yours forever. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Please follow my pastor. He's called Pastor Michael. God bless you. Thank you very much. It's time for communion. As you partake of this communion, you are eating his body. You are drinking his blood. May the wisdom that is in Jesus, the subtlety, oh yes, the justice, judgment, equity, the spirit of knowledge, may it be upon you all the days of your life. Father, we thank you and we bless you. Let your word that has come alive be activated through this body and the blood. Let the wisdom fill our lives. We thank you for the body of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, the body of Jesus. Receive his wisdom. And lift the wine. Father, we thank you for the blood. As the body and the blood enter our lives, let his wisdom and power fill our lives. In Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus.
It is the meal of God. Oh, yeah. It will sustain you. It will heal you. It will give you life.
When the Lord bless you. The Lord favor you. The Lord help you. With his mighty right hand. In this season of enlargement, may you see enlargement in your lives. Enlargement in your ministry. Enlargement in your finances. Enlargement in your family. Enlargement in your home. In the mighty name of Jesus. Enlargement in your business. Enlargement at work. The Lord help you and bless you. Anybody who has a land upon which there is nothing, today I place my hand on your land and I decree that let a house come out of the ground. Let a building come out of the ground. May the Lord give you your own house that you will call your own. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
We have no doubt that you have received a blessing from the Word of God preached by Bishop Eddie Addy. Do join either of our Victory Secret Services
from the Macarius Church Headquarters,
East Egon Hills, Accra, this and every Sunday at 7:30 p.m. and 10:30 a.m. Connect with Bishop Eddie Addy on Facebook Live, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter. God bless you and lead you in a series of victories.